football and boxing, of course. You didn't have sort of like a boxing club, but East Perth, the football club was right there in the middle of East Perth. It's just a pity that it's gone down to Leederville now. But yeah, East Perth, that was a, sort of a centrepiece. And I think there was a, probably one of not many things that Noongars could identify with and support, and certainly was a passion that was shared by all that I knew of. I think just about every Noongar kid that lived in East Perth barracked for East Perth Football Club. We went to the footy every Saturday. Most nights we'd go over and watch them train. In those days, you were allowed to go in the change rooms and mix with the footballers and kick the footies around. But, you know, I guess these days you wouldn't. We'd kick the sock footy around. We called the sock footy. So you'd get all these socks and a couple of dozen socks and make a footy out of them. Or at the footy itself, you'd make a one of those cup footies. You know, the paper cups that you get your chips in? So you get about 40 or 50 of them and jam them all together, and that's your footy that you kicked around. Yeah, so there was Sid Jackson, Ted Kilmurray, Polly Farmer. Polly was there. Later years, much later, you know, people like some of the other guys that come in, like Johnny Maguire and Larry Kickett and all that. But yeah, we've sort of followed East Perth all the way along. I even know of some Noongars, I won't mention their name, but that have passed away and have actually had East Perth jumpers go with them in their coffin and stuff like that. So probably that's something when I go that people will remember anyway. If you don't remember me, you'd always remember that I was a one-eyed Royal supporter. So.